This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's turn our attention to our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
It's going great. Did you go out and do something fantastically fun on Friday or during the weekend to enjoy the bye week?
How about Saturday, Missouri-Auburn?
You went to the game?
Yeah, I did.
Look at you, Mickey. That is fantastically fun.
We had a group of eight guys get together.
Do you think that you're the toughest human in the world if you have to go to the hospital and get checked out and then still make it back in time for the rest of the game to help your team win?
He's not going to have to buy a beer the rest of the week.
Dude, I'm
talking about Brady Cook, the Missouri quarterback who got hurt the first series of the game and came back right at the end of the third quarter and led two scoring drives, 80 yards and 95 yards to win.
Pretty damn impressive.
They did an MRI.
I know. It's super impressive.
And he pointed out afterwards that, you know, when you go do the MRI, you're not allowed any electronics, right?
Oh, yeah. So
he couldn't monitor the game, right? And then he went and worked out, and they were going, nah, we don't think so. And then they said, we can do one more thing to make it work, and evidently it worked. So they didn't reveal exactly what they did.
Yeah, I think what they did was they slapped their hands together and rubbed them together just a little bit.
It's not like Mr. Miyagi every time.
Put some spit on there and rubbed it in.
Yeah. No, I don't believe that to be factually accurate. But to be fair,
it worked in Karate Kid.
Yeah, it did work in Karate Kid, I guess. Now, we didn't get an opportunity to talk about this, but since they were just coming off the bye, I was curious your thoughts on mock drafts at this point. To me, are preposterous, but people like them, and the ESPN one had the Cowboys taking the running back that has just taken over. The college football discussion. What would you think?
Isn't he from here?
I believe so. Yeah, yes. He's in the Frisco area.
Yeah.
What would you think about a first round running back selection, especially if it was in the middle?
What are we talking about?
Right now, 16.
Yeah, well, what about a defensive end that can rush the quarterback?
That's a fair point.
I mean, there's a lot of things we can go at. Obviously, that's the low-hanging fruit.
Sure.
It's got to be the running back. How about somebody to block for the running back?
True.
So,
well, you did draft two of those guys this year.
Yeah, I know.
I have more questions about that. Like, I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah.
But do you think the Cowboys view it that way, seeing as the assets they've pumped in monetarily and draft pick-wise to the offensive line?
Well, okay, but what if Zach Martin says, okay, that's it?
Valid, yeah.
He still has a giant cap hit.
Ready to roll with TJ Bass.
Yeah, and will. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's way too much. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at him if the guy's really good. And one of the things that they considered going in, I mean, this past draft when they got down to they didn't have a fourth-round pick, did they?
Yeah, how's that working out?
Yeah, well, he's sitting there watching. And then by the fifth round, it's like, okay, whoever I take, will they be better than, you know, Rico Dowdle? And I think that was probably the thinking.
Feeling like he was the better option.
Oh, well, and then the fifth round pick ended up starting at cornerback, right?
Yes.
It was necessary. Can you kind of explain, because I was trying to keep up with what McCarthy was saying this morning. Can you explain what they're all about to go through here? Because it sounds like their schedule is pretty stacked.
Well, they're not going to do a full practice, right? Team 11 on 11 or whatever. And what he was pointing out is he said he learned the lesson a while ago that you come off the bye and then right away on Monday you go out and start practicing very heavy and you chance suffering some soft tissue injuries because you don't know what the guys did for a week, right? And then all of a sudden you go out there and start pushing everybody around. And so it was going to be more kind of running, a lot of just skill work out there, throwing, catching, you know, run, but there was a lot of running. I'll let you know that for sure. Just to get guys back into it, and then they take a day off on Tuesday.
What? Thanks a lot, collective bargaining agreement.
I mean, it's just mandatory, right? So, but yeah, and then it sounded like a lot of meetings. They do the across the hall type deal where the defensive coaches analyze, you know, the opposing offensive position and vice versa. And it just sounded like, you know, talking about, because if you remember last week when we interviewed the assistant coaches, it was all about the details, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess when they got back, they gave them the details that needed to be cleaned up. And it just sounded like a lot of meetings, though, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, we'll see, you know, what they get into. And then from the injury standpoint, it looks like, you know, we kind of got to wait to whatever they do on Wednesday to see where some of these guys are. But I thought it was encouraging what he said about Micah and Deron Bland. And he didn't really specify Kendricks, but it looked like he should be ready to go also, which I think is huge, getting him back on the field.
Did you like or were you intrigued by his spicy comments responding to Troy Aikman? Now, Troy Aikman, I believe it was last Thursday, was mm-hmm. on the ticket and said he did not care for the routes run by CD and company. Mike McCarthy pushed back on that pretty hard.
I got it transcribed here if you want to hear it.
Yes. Can you read it like Mike McCarthy?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope I can read it like me. For me to address those comments, I don't, because they don't carry any weight with me because I watch all the tape. I get to go to the meetings. I'm at practice. I'm part of the games. I have a clear understanding of what and where, and Troy's statement in particular, I don't agree with the word selection, but there is definitely need for improvement in every position, not just the one position that he commented on.
So the one thing I don't love about the response, and I totally get it, but when he says, I'm at the practices, I get that, but I feel like Troy was more talking about like in the games, the routes.
He said he was at the games too.
Yeah, no, that is true. I mean, good. If he were not, that would be troublesome. Where do you fall on this? Because
that's kind of hard for me to analyze, you know, route get offs and how accurate they're running routes. You know, maybe Troy was questioning the route tree as it was, you know, but it sounded like it was more about the players, right?
Yes.
And you know, when you start going down the line and you're starting to use guys that aren't used to playing that many snaps, you know, maybe the execution isn't great. Go ask the 49ers. How'd that work out with your top three wide receivers not in the game?
Yeah, not very well.
Right? And Purdy throws three interceptions. So, you know, injuries do matter. You know, if Brandon Cooks is out there, maybe it looks differently. If you know, Tolbert's not the third receiver, I mean, when he's not the second receiver, he's the third receiver, and everybody else is fourth and fifth, maybe it looks a little different. Now, he didn't seem to be enamored with CeeDee Lamb's routes, but I think what Mike was trying to say is we can't sit here and worry about external stuff. We got to take care of what we can take care of in-house and not belabor what everybody else is saying and kind of drag your guys down.
Yeah. So, look, yeah, I understand. We'll see, if he right? came out and he was like, "You're right, Troy. These receivers are trash." Like, yeah. I understand why he wouldn't say that. Like, what a captivating presser that would be, but yeah. I understand why he wouldn't say that.
Or, oh, good idea. I never thought of it. Right?
Yeah.
We didn't see that. So, I don't know. Troy's usually pretty spot on, though, from what he says. So, we'll see where that goes. And, look, a little bit better blocking up front will help this
Agreed.
Passing game, right?
Agreed.
Go ask the Longhorns, right?
Yo, what a transition, actually. Thank you very much, Mickey. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
I get cut off with that.
No, that was
perfect.
You know how to tease it. Good job, man.
All righty. See
you. There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo. But you just heard him talking about the Georgia-Texas game. Let's start with cut number 11. Because this game was pretty wild.
And Lovett off to the left on first down. Etienne, Trevor Etienne, barrels down, dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Georgia. It's all dogs in Austin so far.
Now,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper. And people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Georgia would win the game 30-15. But Corey, when I say this, and we can get into it, when I say this game was crazy, maybe I'll listen to the benching of Quinn Ewers and then Arch Manning coming in and then him getting benched again to bring back Quinn Ewers. Maybe you could be talking about that. But realistically, it feels like if we can jump to cut number 12, this is the thing that took over the discussion of what happened in the game.
Yeah, the students are now raining bottles down. And this is unfortunate. This is going to delay the game. That's the student section down there in the corner. They're not going to win the Taco Bell contest at this rate.
Yeah. Good point.
Sarkisian down there pleading with them to stop doing that. There are hundreds of water bottles in that end zone.
It is wild that a head coach walking with his hands up like that could get hundreds of thousands of people to stop throwing things, or maybe just tens of thousands. But that was the moment in the game where everybody learned it only costs $250,000 to get a play overturned, to get a penalty.
Wow.
Overturned. That's it. It was a bad call.
It was.
I tweeted that out. I was like, they got jobbed on that one. And then they go back and they pick up the flag. And I was like, whoa, that would never happen had the bottles not been on the field. They would have just moved on with the play. The coaches would have argued about it and everything, but they would have just moved on. But Kevin, I think if you kind of go watch that first quarter of that game, I don't think Texas was really ready for the moment.
Nope.
Ready for that kind of environment, even in their own home. The environment was rowdy, and they got a little overwhelmed when Ewers could do nothing but stand in the pocket. He couldn't move. He can't run. And so he was a statue for the Georgia defensive line. And then on top of that, I think Sarkisian didn't do his team any good by just saying, well, we'll just keep throwing. They should have calmed themselves by running the ball a little bit better.
Look, we talked about this.
I guess that's not really their game.
No. We talked about this last week. If it was like 37-20 or something, maybe that quarterback would have asserted himself in the Heisman race. That is the exact opposite of what happened. At the half, I think Carson Beck, he ended up having 3 interceptions for the game. I believe at the half, he had 2 interceptions, no touchdown passes, and Georgia was still ahead 23-0. That is going to be jarring when you're in the locker room. Is like, this potential number one pick, potential Heisman Trophy candidate, was struggling, and they were still whipping your ass.
They killed themselves on field position. I mean, like, the Georgia has the ball on the Texas 30 3 different times in that first half. And whenever you had interceptions, you were still in your own area. But like, that was another thing. Georgia was able to calm down faster and let their defense take over.
This is going to sound really stupid. I get it, because they're NFL players versus college players. Would you trade the front 7 of the Dallas Cowboys for Georgia's front 7?
You know what's interesting Probably. About that? Like, in that game, I thought they looked incredible. Leading up to it, I thought their front 7 had looked very un-Georgia-esque.
Yeah. And I just watched the game Saturday night.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. Is it Jalen Carter? Is that's his name?
Jalon Walker?
Yeah, Jalon Walker. Thank you. He was as good as Mike Parsons.
He was everywhere.
That's probably not fair. Now, he's going to be I'm assuming he's going to be a first-round pick, and somebody's going to want him in the top 10 picks in the NFL draft. So very similar to Micah Parsons out of Penn State. But watching their defensive tackles, and I know it's not fair. They're going against 19 to 22-year-olds.
Sure.
But I'm watching them, I'm like, oh my gosh, is everybody like that I'm watching rush the passer or stop the run or do what they're doing? I'm like, are all of these guys, including their linebackers, are they all first-round picks? And you're telling me no. And I haven't looked at a mock draft to see where all these
picks
are.
And that also might not be fair. I'm just saying, thus far this year, they hadn't played up to usual Georgia front 7 snuff, but this game was a totally different deal. So a couple of other notes about this. By the way, Sarkisian, not surprisingly, came out and said, hey, look, Quinn Ewers is our starting quarterback, which, I mean, I get it would have been different if Arch stayed in the game and then they won. Then I feel like you would have had to address it. But since he went back out there, and then what do you think about this from Kirby Smart? Well, Texas got fined $250,000, and the SEC, I want to know how they're going to carry this out, is also requiring Texas to use all available resources, including security, stadium, and television video, to identify those who threw trash on the field or at the Bulldogs and prohibit them from attending future Texas events. I want to know how much work gets done on that front.
My daughter probably wants that work done because she was not happy. She didn't get a ticket in the lottery system.
Oh.
So you pay $200
and
then you get a season ticket to all UT stuff, except for, I don't know, maybe when they play Kansas in basketball, and I guess that's over because they're in the SEC now, but that there's a lottery system for football games and maybe big time college basketball games, but she's obviously a sophomore And so I think Broaddus was telling me it actually trickles down.
Yes.
So she's really not getting... She got tickets to the first game of the year, and I think she ended up getting Mississippi State tickets.
Okay. Yeah, because obviously they're not that great. But yeah, it's...
A&M almost lost.
Hey.
But they did beat them in the end.
They did. And hey, we've won two whole road games this year, which is the first time in like, I don't know, several years that that's happened. But the other thing, this is Kirby Smart. Listen to the part that he says he doesn't have a comment, and then listen to the rest of the quote. Kirby Smart, the Georgia head coach, "I won't comment because I want to respect the wishes of the SEC office." Okay, that makes sense.
That's good work right there, man.
But I will say now we have a precedent that if you throw a bunch of stuff on the field and endanger athletes, that you've got a chance to get your call reserved.
Oh, wow. He's with me on this. I like it.
I did not make that up, but that does feel like it a little bit defeats the purpose of I have no comment.
Yeah, because he then commented.
That was a lot of comments.
It's like Jerry. A lot of times Jerry will be like, guys, I'm not talking about that. You ask him
there's
again.
There's NIL
like,
money. Do you pay kids that are at school? You give them like $1,000 to just be ready to throw stuff on the field. You give them the sign on like that was maybe a bad call. We need more time and I don't have a challenge or they're not going up to replay review. I just have 100 kids throw things or whatever. And we all give them $1,000 for doing it.
I mean,
that call specifically was bad enough. All right. So it's got to be a call as egregious as that one. Because I thought it was that bad.
The good news for Texas is I still think they're in phenomenal position to not only make the playoff, they're still in a decent enough position to get a bye into the playoffs. I think they're going to be fine. This felt like a game Georgia needed to win.
Yeah.
And now the only undefeated teams in SEC play are LSU and Texas A&M, and they will play this weekend. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? And God help us all. Why was it Eddie Lacy? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
McNeil goes for second. Alvarez swings. A bouncer to second. Taylor has it in the glove. It's over! It's over! The Dodgers win the pennant!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I just wanted to play a positive cut and throw some more baseball out there. I promise I'm not going to put either one of those teams into Wanker of the Weekend. But it is time for that, 877-881-1053. And also, has your dream ever been to kick for Arizona State? Might have an opportunity for you. But let's start with Eddie Lacy. I did not know that you could get your blood alcohol content level this high and live. Eddie Lacy got charged with an extreme DUI. His blood alcohol content was...
And is it official? It's called extreme, or you're saying?
No, extreme is 0.2 or higher.
Okay.
Because the legal limit in Texas, I don't know all the other states, is 0.08. So if you get some states, it's triple, but if you get a 0.2 or higher, it's an extreme DUI. His blood alcohol content was 0.325, which was more than four times the legal limit. I seriously would have thought that somebody would have died at that level. He told police he had a single shot of tequila.
No, there's no way.
During his day flight to Arizona.
Well, maybe his shot of tequila was like my water bottle. Yeah. He's like, this is all it was.
I've only had one glass of wine.
Yeah, I've only had one bottle of tequila. Jar. I call it a shot.
Yeah.
It's a vase glass.
I guess, but... That is got to be the highest blood alcohol content level I think I've ever heard.
I
don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard 0.325.
I mean, it sounds like it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that for a fact either. It's just the highest one I could ever remember.
I mean, hopefully people don't text in, but I guess you could and say I've had a higher one, but I'm sure you went to jail for at least 24 hours.
I hope so.
What was he doing?
And from the 940, how is he alive? I'm glad he's still alive.
He's probably still recovering.
But I can't believe.
I'm just glad that he didn't kill anybody.
Yes.
Like he shouldn't, like there's no way keys should have been in his hand.
Yes. Agreed. Now, Corey, have you ever wanted to be the kicker for Arizona State?
Okay. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But
I haven't either. I wanted to play baseball for Arizona State.
Oh, okay.
I did watch that was a cool school. I did watch a highlight of Pat McAfee's career, and I was like, damn, you can have swag and be a kicker too. I missed out on the Pat McAfee era. I really did.
For the playing. Now you're in the media.
Yeah, now I'm in the media era of it. So
the deliciously named Ian Hershey, he badly missed on kicks from 48 and 41 in the game this weekend. And one of their other kickers missed a field goal in the opener against Wyoming. And so Arizona State's coach, Kenny Dillingham, he was like, hey, it looked good in pregame, so I thought we were good, but we were not. And then said I'm dead serious. We're going to put this out on our socials. We're going to have kicking tryouts on Monday. We've got to find somebody who can make a field goal. It makes it even harder late in the games when it's clearly a kick scenario. Now, Mike,
you got to go to the school, right?
I assume.
You can't just be like, I want to kick for you.
With NIL now, who knows? Now, Mike, I'm assuming your suggestion is going to be for them to recruit Kathy Ireland.
I didn't even think of that. What about if they tried doing it with their arms out like this? Have they asked the guy who they're cutting to put his arms out like this and to kind of lean backwards?
Really thought that was going to work out for me, but it did not.
Well, this seems like a smart thing to do. I know he's saying I have open tryouts. Wouldn't you reach out to whoever the head soccer coach is
men's
team and say, hey, do you have any guys there that kicked in high school, or do you think you have anybody who could help us out for 2 months here? I'm not trying to take them away from your soccer program completely, but I need to see if these guys can kick a football through this. You know, can you give me maybe your top five guys and have them come out and like, that seems like more realistic than saying, hey, the dude who's drinking a little too much as a freshman and making C's and having to tell parents, you don't get to look at my grades.
Well, that sounds pretty personal.
Well, it's not personal. It is this, that it's weird that when your kids go to college, you are paying for them to go. The checks come from the parents. And then the college says, no, you don't get the right to see what their grades were.
And that's why I tell my older child, I'll take your login now, please.
Yeah.
So there you go.
But anyways, I would just think that rather than a random student who we see the Dr. Pepper toss during those conference championship games and they're like underhanding them. I'm pretty sure you're going to get some really bad kickers to come out. But if you just ask the soccer coach, maybe you get lucky.
Now,
Kathy Ireland's the
Corey, winner. Okay, I should have looked at you.
But you
for
have
that
to
one.
Have like big guys protect her when she That's goes true. And showers
true.
With the
and
team.
Eats lots of eggs.
That is true. Now, we did get a lot of feedback on the blood alcohol content, but it wasn't a bragging thing. There's actually a lot of people like being super honest. From the 903, I checked into rehab at 0.401.
Oh, man.
Sidebar, I've been sober since July 8th, 2022. Congratulations. Yeah, absolutely. From the 682, I arrested someone with a blood alcohol content of 0.48. And then there are multiple people saying at 0.4 is when your brain stops remembering to breathe subconsciously. And so that's what leads to death for a lot of people. And then somebody texted in, crap, I lost it. There we go. I should have died. I had a blood alcohol content of 0.5. Mm-mm. I'm grateful to be sober for 42 months today. That is from Samuel in Arlington. So I do like a lot of these like more positive outcomes, but you could easily see how, I mean, think about it. How many people didn't text in because like they're in jail or they never kicked it or whatever.
They're not with us anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I appreciate everyone who is attempting to turn their life around and a lot of really interesting feedback that we're getting on this. Now, I don't know if this should count, Corey. I'm going to need your feedback on this. Should LA Rams lineman Connor McDermott be the wanker of the weekend because he had his playbook stolen from his car? He plays for the Rams. I don't know if I already said that.
Yeah.
But on the flip side,
all I was thinking though was he was Dougie McDermott's brother or something. And I was like, that's all I want to do is make a McDermott joke.
I don't believe that is the case.
Okay.
But they also won.
Oh.
So, although they did only score 20 points, do you think he deserves forgiveness or is a wanker of the weekend for getting his playbook stolen? Because why would you leave your playbook in your car? It got stolen out of his car.
I guess, you know, the playbook has a general base of the things that you do all the time really well. And so, like, that's one thing, but it does have something lined up for that week specifically. That could be used down the road, Kevin.
That's true.
Like, it could be used at any point. It could be sold to anybody after it got stolen out of that car. So now that's a hot commodity out there.
I'm sorry if I wasn't listening well enough.
It was on his team-issued iPod.
Okay. iPad. Okay.
Sorry.
Whoa, there's
yeah, we went back in time. I'm sorry. His
you
team,
can only listen to the play.
His team issued Zoom. iPad. I apologize.
Okay.
And so he had it in his car.
The person who stole it, they probably don't have the code to get into it.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like whatever, whatever, right? Or the numbers. Is the person who stole it thinks they're just stealing a normal iPad that they're going to try to go to a pawn shop and get $200 for, right?
And then does Apple have a feature where you can remotely wipe stuff off your other...
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, well
I'm
then...
I'm not going to try it right now.
I know, but, well, I'm not saying you should, but, like, if you got your team iPad stolen, wouldn't you immediately be like, hey, I need to wipe
delete
everything
it
off
all.
Of here? Yes, yes. Absolutely.
And usually, like, work situation... The only reason I have a code, like a... to get into my phone is because work makes us how to do it. If I have the
that
email, our work makes us.
How ticked would teams be if Kevin Hagelin was an NFL football player and he refused the iPad and wanted still the book of plays? He takes the newspaper.
What's the Android version?
Like you have, like a three-ring binder, please.
Like, yes. Yeah, he's like, no. I do not do the computer thing. I love it. You can give it to me, but I need it. I need the hard copy.
I have to admit, I do like paper copies of things.
Well, that's way you can write on it.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
But even still, with iPads now, they got pens that you can take notes
on.
So
I can do my Madden telestrations on
good
there.
Stylist.
I'm doing old school box score when I'm calling a Ranger game.
Okay.
And everybody else, Jared has this whole program on his iPad or as
it's
Kevin
nice
calls
clean,
it, iPod.
Too.
I meant iPad.
And so does like Dave Raymond. So they're always like, yo, you're still doing it by hand. And I'm like, I feel like if I write it down, if I'm coloring it in myself on a piece of paper or writing F5 there or whatever, I feel like I'm going to remember it better later in the game.
Yeah.
Where sometimes I don't have to look at it. I remembered writing down what the dude did rather than a computer just hitting, you know, F5.
Read, write, recite. Like that's how you because all of us are different learners.
Sure.
Some are auditory, some are, you know, all those different ways. Mike remembers by writing something down. But with the app that Jared has, because I've seen the way he uses that. I think Dave Raymond uses
really
it
cool.
too. It's really clean. It looks good.
All right. I appreciate and then do not appreciate some of the comments of, yes, you can wipe your iPad digitally or remotely. I don't know if you can do the same with your iPod.
No.
All right. Yeah, thank you for that insight. I really appreciate it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Oh, this is going to be a good one. It's time for Gridiron Gravy, asking the questions that matter. Like, would you wear stuffed animal pants to your NFL game?
Yes.
We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
And we're off and running here in Cleveland. Charlie Jones going to play it. Got a half step inside his own end zone, and he's got a seam. Jones, Hopkins, unable to beat him, and here
no
we go.
Way.
Jones, one man to beat him, and he is in. Let's see what the officials say. They may mark him back. Now they say touchdown.
Touchdown right there and right now. We go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. Gridiron Gravy, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house, Corey, when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com.
Why do they call it a touchdown? Because back in the day when they created the word, you didn't throw it, so it wasn't like the ball touched down. Did you have to touch the ball
maybe
on the ground?
You touched the ground.
You did have to touch
up was taken by makeup and cars.
All right. Thank you. If you have a better answer than Kevin's, please look on Mike's face. I asked the question, so I don't have the answer. I'll look it up.
All right. I love that look from Mike right there. All right, so we got a lot to get to. The Browns did confirm this morning that Deshaun Watson did indeed tear his Achilles. So obviously he's going to be out for the rest of the year. Interesting subplot.
Does he have another year on his contract?
He has two more years at $79 million guaranteed salary cap hit apiece.
I do think, I hate saying this, for Cleveland, please don't take this the wrong way. This is good news for Cleveland. They don't have to keep trying to play him, and they can now play somebody else. Now, you're guaranteed a loss with Deshaun Watson playing. Yeah. That's the only thing, is they have to take a quarterback in this upcoming draft. And to me, I think you have to just take the $79 million hit and release him.
But for each of the next two seasons.
79 each year?
Yep.
How is that possible?
Oh, they screwed that contract up.
Well, because remember,
they owe him $160 million approximately for 2 years.
On salary cap. Remember, everything was guaranteed and with a signing bonus, and they still flipped the contract switch again this year, which pushed even more money into the next 2 years.
You still have to do it. You cannot have him in the room. You cannot have him messing up your new quarterback. And he is, I hate saying this, not as a you can say as a person off the field what he did. I'm not saying he's a bad teammate. But I think he would be a cancer in your locker room next year.
I will say, at least listening to Myles Garrett and
I know LeBron said
James Winston talk about him. Like, they love him. They love Deshaun Watson in that room, and they love his work and all that stuff.
Will he love being the backup quarterback?
Probably not. But did you hear James Winston's rant? I wish I'd have gone. It was maybe the corniest thing, but it was Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
You know how Jameis Winston gives his speeches? Like, it was strong about him.
On a table in the lunchroom?
No, he was just going on about how great of a person he is and how hard he works and how much he commits to everything, you know, for the team and the city and all that.
Deshaun Watson
does? Did the same thing. That's what both of them did.
He's that bad at football?
That's what both of them said.
I was hoping he didn't have good work ethic. At least that would be an excuse.
Now, we need to check
really
on the...
It stinks when you try your best and you're as bad as me and Deshaun Watson are.
DK Metcalf got carted to the locker room yesterday in the fourth quarter, and that is obviously a relevant storyline to follow. But did you see his stuffed animal pants on his way into the game? No. Alec, did you see his stuffed animal pants?
I did, and it was very vibrant, very attention-grabbing for sure. I don't know if they're comfortable.
Would you at least try stuffed animal pants?
Oh, yeah, you can't knock it till you try it. I'd absolutely amazing. Try it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Andre 3000 wore a pair of these in one of their videos. Yes. I do believe he had a pair that looked just like this.
So essentially, Mike, it's pretty much what you're envisioning, a bunch of miniature stuffed animals all over the pants, like covering every bit of... I'm assuming
this is a deal, or he did it on his own, like made it on his own?
Ooh, that I wish I knew the answer. I'm not
like,
sure.
Is there an explanation like he did it because his daughter loves... I'm just throwing out like... Or this was just a fashion statement, like I think it looks cool.
I think it was a fashion statement, and it was on the front half. I'm sorry. So they were like jeans, and so the entire front half is the denim part is covered with stuffed animals. And then the back just looks like a pair of regular jeans.
I think you have to sit down.
Yes.
So I don't think you can have stuffed animals.
That's true.
Because then the noses and the eyes dig into places you don't want dug into.
That is a very good point.
Like where, Mike?
Butt.
I mean, you knew we were going to lose that gamble right there. Hey.
There's part in your thighs you don't really want noses going into either.
I feel like I
want animal noses. The stuffed animal noses.
But probably not regular animal noses either, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Never mind. I withdraw that question. The 49ers.
You know, regular animals' noses are soft and moist, I think.
Great, Mike. What am I supposed to do with that?
Well, I don't think it hurt as bad as a stuffed animal who's plastic and hard.
Okay.
Their noses.
The 49ers.
Just toys.
Are afraid that Brandon Ayuk, in fact, tore his right ACL in the loss to the Chiefs. Obviously,
I'm surprised he doesn't have 10 broken fingers with those hands. Jeez.
God, Mike.
be better if they, I mean, at this point, you know, I'm with the Michael Irvin philosophy for him. Maybe you should catch it with your chest because your hands don't work.
You know, you don't always think an injury update is going to be the time for Mike to unleash his vengeance on you, but yet.
Here we are.
Exactly. All right, let's talk about Nick Chubb. He scored his first rushing touchdown since 2022.
Boy, what a horrible streak he has.
Yes, that is true. But it wasn't enough, as you heard the 100-yard kickoff return and the Bengals defeat the Browns, although neither one of those teams looked particularly impressive.
Yeah, man, the Bengals offense is virtually non-existent.
Yeah.
And then occasionally they'll have this spark and you're like, whoa, like the T. Higgins catch, the Jamar Chase. You're like, whoa, okay, they got it. And then for the rest of the game, it's missing. You just don't know what's going on with them. They just can't put it together right now. And partially because their running game stinks too. Zach Moss isn't as good as Joe Mixon.
True.
And Chase Brown is fine, but even he had a one that he almost lost there too.
I like that you're saying that because I didn't watch the Cleveland-Cincinnati game at all, but watching the games that I watched, and we talked about them earlier, the three big games, and you watch these running backs, and I get the deal of the Cowboys aren't blocking, but there's a couple runs from guys that are pretty good running backs where nothing's blocked. The two or three holes that they maybe are supposed to go to the left are not there. And then they sit, they jump cut to the right, they make a guy miss, and then they run for 9 yards. So the offensive line didn't block at all. They didn't create a hole at all. There's a guy on the backside free, and then the guy stops. And I'm not saying it doesn't have to be the guy. It doesn't have to be just Christian McCaffrey or, you know, and I'm just like, well, that's where running back talent comes into play. There was actually nothing there. There was no hole to run through. Now you can run into a non-hole and just hope that you get 2 yards in the pile, but that's where actually talented running backs show up, and that's what makes them different from normal backs.
A great way to go about that is if you look at expected run yards per play and you see all these giant like plus hits, that's a running back like making things happen time and again. Now, Jaden Daniels. So obviously the Commanders dominated yesterday, but Jaden Daniels left the game, I believe it was in the first drive, with a rib injury. His mom tweeted out at halftime-ish that he's fine. However, Jaden Daniels is undergoing more tests today for a rib injury to determine if he would need to miss any time.
He didn't look fine when he was trying to throw on the sideline, and he was just looked like he was in pain.
Yeah.
That being said, though, they still...
they beat the crap out of the Panthers.
And that's an NFL football team.
Is it?
By name and contract, yes, they are.
Because the Panthers trailed in the second quarter against Washington 17-0. This was the fourth time in 7 games this year that they've fallen behind by 17 or more in the first half of the game. Now,
by the time, 27
fourth time.
That's only 4 times they've played more than 4 games.
That is true. I thought you were going to say, haven't the Cowboys done it 3 times? I assume that was going to be your comment.
So I was at church yesterday.
Good for you.
Me too.
And there's this thing called Fall Fun Fest that's happening Sunday afternoon, Sunday night at Northwest Bible Church. And the guy stood up and I just thought it was funny. And he goes, I get it. It's scheduled during a Sunday night Cowboys game. But let's be honest here. They just lost at home 47-9.
Yeah.
This ain't the year.
Yeah.
And so I just thought it was kind of fun or funny that even at church, they're like, look, we get it. We might have scheduled something that is during a Dallas Cowboy game, but let's also be honest here. This ain't the year.
I'm with you on that. Now, the most amazing feat accomplished this weekend. Ricky Pearsall, he made his first NFL catch. 2 months after getting shot in the chest.
Is this 2 years in a row now? Because Brian Robinson, or was that two years ago?
I thought he was
Brian
2 years
Robinson
ago.
Brian Robinson got shot a couple, and he went out there
and
played.
But I don't want the message to be, so is it really that big of a deal?
You get shot, you can play.
It's incredible if you continue to live your life after getting shot, let alone go back out on the football field and play wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. I'm down for a while, telling you. I'm just like, sorry, guys.
This reminds me, I got to get my flu shot.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, that's the only, I'm not doing the other one.
Golly.
Are you still doing COVID shots? I did the first COVID shot and then the makeup shot or whatever, the like the next one you had to do.
The makeup shot?
Like, hey, do it again.
Oh, for the ones that needed two shots? Yeah. Okay. Hey, I missed my last shot. I need to go and get another one.
But I'm good with that.
But you know what, Mike? People have thoughts about
we
this.
We defeated COVID.
Coming up next. Good Lord.
Are you still doing COVID shots?
I feel like that's
what's
my
the answer?
Fault, Kevin.
I'm not. Now, are you, Kevin?
My answer is coming up next. One reason to be excited about the Mavs season.
Corey, are you?
What is yours? Don't answer that question. 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on the Fan.
Doing COVID shots.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.